skillet.
What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
What do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Faucet.
What do you call the same thing if it's in the yard?
Faucet.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, mm-hmm. what do they put into to carry them home?
Paper bags.
What would you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
That's cloth bags.
Would you maybe call it a burlap bag, a gunny sack, croaker sack?
Mm-hmm. Croaker sack.
Yeah, that's what I would say. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harp.
What do you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
Juice harp.
Have you ever seen one of those? I hadn't.
Mm-hmm. I picked one.
Oh, really? Is it harp?
Mm-hmm. You just have it up and pick it in your finger.
I ain't never seen one. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made of a large board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end and another child sits on the other end and they go up and down. Have you ever heard of a teeter board, a teetering board, a seesaw?
Mm-hmm, that goes up, children ride on it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and round that children get on.
We used to call it a merry-go-round.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives with?
Wait,
Do you know any different kinds of wooden fences?
Yep, pickets and rails.
Okay.
And that's about all.
I don't want this paper. Do you know any different names for different kinds of rail fences, or do you just call them all rail fences?
I call them all rail fences.
Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed made on the floor?
Pallet.
What do you call the low ground in a river valley? You don't have any river.
Valley, I suppose.
All right. Will you name several kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Roads, like roads that you ride on. You know, depending on what they're made out of. Like?
Well, one three-path road. Ain't that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, three-path road and...
What about one that's made out of stuff that's black? What would you call that kind of road?
Tar.
Okay, and what about one that's made out of white? It's white on top.
Cement.
Okay. What do you call a paved road with a light-colored surface?
Rocks.
What do you call a paved road with a black surface?
Well, that's cement. I call it cement.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? You don't have those here.
No, you got me. I don't know what I
have. Have you ever heard of boulevard, grass plot, mm-hmm. tree lawn?
Well, I guess that's a tree lawn, then.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Call them a ditch.
Okay. And what if, like, like on the road to Cogdale, they dug out places and got in the dirt to build the road. And what do you call those?
Bar pits.
What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Oh, it's called it a wicket. I don't know what to say.
That's right. It's just, you know, what you mm-hmm. said, not what's right. Maybe you could talk a little bit louder. I think it's loud enough.
It's wickets is what I always say.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Well,